Recording artists in Hawaii and their fans have long lobbied for the addition of a Hawaiian music category to the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, the group that gives out the Grammy Awards. Their hard work has paid off at Sunday's Grammy ceremonies here in Los Angeles. A winner will be announced for the first time for Best Hawaiian Music Album. NPR's Wilma Consul reports.
For generations, this was Hawaiian music.
Tiny bubbles.
Singer Don Ho is to Hawaiian music what touristy grass skirts are to the pa'u, the traditional skirt of ancient hula dancers. But the smooth crooner does not epitomize the genre. Neither does this guy.
Dreams come true in blue Hawaii.
Elvis Presley's and Don Ho's 60s renditions popularized only one type of Hawaiian music called hapa haole music. That's My Little Grass Shack, a typical hapa haole song. The lyrics are in English, but they're about life in Hawaii and set to a Hawaiian 4/4 tempo. Hapa haole roughly translates to half foreign. This year's 5 nominated albums offer a better sampling of contemporary Hawaiian music. They range from solo to group vocals to the instrumental slack key guitar. All sold well in Hawaii, where there's been an established recording industry for many years. Hawaii even has its own equivalent to the Grammys, the Nā Hoku Hanohano Awards, now in its 27th year. In the past, the Grammys have always grouped Hawaiian music under the folk genre. And while some deem having its own category as minor, in Hawaii, it's a big deal. The Honolulu Advertiser, a local paper, started an online poll asking readers to vote for their favorite nominee. The clear favorite and leading overwhelmingly is artist Kaili'i Raichel. Derek Paiva is an entertainment writer for The Advertiser.
Traditional Hawaiian music is music in the Hawaiian language, using traditional instruments, using Hawaiian vocals, Hawaiian instrumentation, chants, and really Kaili'i uses it all.
This chant, mixed with a hip-hop influenced beat, is called Hele no Kamaile.
That's a genealogy chant that I composed for my grandmother. So it lists her ancestors. It starts off from before her, of course, and it ends with her. And it's not a complete chant because somewhere along the line, we're going to have to continue that.
Kaili'i Raichel dedicated his latest album, Ke Ala o Ka Maile, The Scent of Maile, to his grandmother. He spent many summers with her on the island of Maui, where he grew up and still lives today. Raichel says it's important for him to fuse Hawaiian tradition with modern styles of music.
If I can bring something up from the past or something traditional and make it sound interesting to the younger generation, and if I can pique the interest of one, you know, to learn traditional technique because of this melding together, then I think it's worth it.
When Raichel independently produced and released his first album in 1994, he was considered the breakthrough Hawaiian artist, the one who would bring Hawaiian music to the mainstream. Since then, he's released 4 more CDs and has won 24 Hoku Awards, Hawaii's highest music honor. But before he made a name in the music business, Raichel was already an accomplished kumu, a master instructor of the ancient Hawaiian dance of hula. He also mastered the Hawaiian language and trained in Hawaiian composition. Many of Raichel's elders and fellow kumu hulas ask him to create new chants or meles. Rochelle says recording the chants is a way to preserve Hawaiian culture. Kaylee, Rochelle, and the other Hawaiian nominees will gather this weekend in Los Angeles for the Grammys. For them, it's like going to a big backyard party with friends and family. Two other nominees are kumuhulas, and one musician played on three of the nominated albums. Rochelle says what counts is that the mainstream music industry is finally recognizing Hawaiian music.
Oh, it's an exciting thing for artists and non-artists alike, because it's kind of an interesting thing that we would be included. You know, and in a sense, it's about time, because our music is unique. I think only good things can happen from this.
And in the true spirit of aloha, the nominees from Hawaii will wear fresh lace at the Grammys. Draped over Rochelle's shoulders will be the native Maile, considered the lay of all lays to honor his grandmother, Kamaile. Wilma Consul, NPR News.
You can keep that aloha mood going with music from the Hawaiian Grammy nominees at npr.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by J.J. Sutherland, Devar Ardalan, and Sarah Mobley-Smith, directed by Van Williamson and Kara Gerhardt. The production staff includes Jesse Baker, Ben Bergman, Wilma Consul, Neva Grant, Melissa Yeager-Miller, and Jim Wildman. Our executive producer is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.